From Nevada Public Radio, this is the Daily Rundown. I'm Xander Pippin. Here are your top local stories for August 31st, 2026. Two people have died and about 15 people are missing or unaccounted for after a major flash flood at the Grand Canyon forced evacuations, pushed large boulders into the Colorado River, and knocked out the sole water pipeline that serves tourists and residents, the National Park Service said August 30th. The body of a 46-year-old man was recovered Sunday evening near Crystal Rapids along the Colorado River, the Park Service said, without providing additional details. Officials from an Arizona coroner's office were on scene. The flooding Saturday, August 29th, in Bright Angel Creek, which flows into the river, led to more than 60 people being airlifted from the depths of the canyon. The Park Service asked anyone with details about hikers or campers still unaccounted for to get in touch. The Arizona Department of Public Safety was helping with additional evacuations Sunday. The limited potable water supply because of the damaged pipeline means tourists won't be able to stay overnight at lodges or hotels within the park starting Monday, August 31st. Year-round residents are being asked to conserve water. These measures are crucial for ensuring the safety and sustainability of water resources, the park said in a statement. Visiting the Grand Canyon, a crown jewel of the national park system, can be particularly dangerous in the summer because of the risk of flash flooding that accompanies the monsoon or rainy season. Clear days can give way quickly to thunderstorms and downpours. Governor Joe Lombardo signed an executive order last week directing the Nevada Housing Division to provide funding to wildfire victims in Washoe County. The funding comes from the Nevada Attainable Housing Account to support rental assistance and short-term housing costs for affected residents. In a statement from the governor's office, Lombardo recognized that this is short-term relief, but it will help families get through the immediate challenges. He also directed the Housing Division to develop a long-term plan for future housing assistance. At the same time, the NV Energy Foundation approved $100,000 in charitable grants to help those affected by the Hawk Fire. The Community Foundation of Northern Nevada Fire Fund, the Food Bank of Northern Nevada, and the American Red Cross of Northern Nevada will receive the funding. Just hours after Nevada U.S. Senator Catherine Cortez Masto led a group of senators to oppose the purchase of electric shock gloves, U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement announced it was moving forward with the purchase anyway. The agency will spend $16.7 million for about 6,000 pairs of gloves that can deliver painful electric shocks when they come into contact with someone's skin. A notice was published in the federal database Thursday, August 27th. ICE says officers will use them to control detainees and protesters who resist. Both civil rights advocates and Democratic members of Congress oppose the purchase because they say ICE officers cannot be trusted to use them appropriately. Clark County Environment and Sustainability is partnering with Arbor Day Foundation to give away 2,300 trees across southern Nevada. Clark County wants to increase the number of trees in neighborhoods that are affected by the urban heat island effect. An urban heat island occurs because surfaces in a city are often dark colors, which absorb and hold heat. Trees and plants act as nature's air conditioner. Free trees are available for a limited time to residents in particular zip codes that are most vulnerable to the urban heat island effect. The fall giveaway is open to all Clark County residents beginning Thursday, September 3rd, according to a county news release. Art fosters connections, especially in established community hubs, like a neighborhood library. Galleries have long been among the free cultural and educational services offered by the Las Vegas Clark County Library District. About 80 diverse exhibitions rotate annually through its 12 branches from Centennial Hills to East Las Vegas. As summer fades into fall, instead of lying low at home waiting for the heat to wane, try your nearest library. To get you started, writer Melissa Gill highlights four of these exhibitions in Desert Companion's newest issue, available now. Visit knpr.org and the Daily Rundown to see where you can find a copy. This has been the Daily Rundown, a production of Nevada Public Radio. To hear more or to support public radio in Southern Nevada, visit knpr.org.